That was Matt invoking God. If God's out there, 359-933, it's the phone number. Don't say we're not giving you a chance. A lot of people out there say faith is a load of crap, you know, that God never talks to us in these cold, dark times. And, well, God, we're giving you the chance. We've got a phone line. It's open. So throw down. We've made the initial attempt. It's time for God to reach out to us. A contest we can hold amongst the major religions. You know, deities.
First recognizable deity. Right. Call us up, 359-9338, and speak to a Wachelles-like member to prove his existence or her existence or its existence, wins a stuffed animal.
And if you're some drunk bastard who is just going to call up and pretend to be a god, we have a gun trained on you right now. You may not believe, you may not believe us, but we do, and we're going to blow you away.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, you got to come see what's going on in the lounge.
Okay, yeah, I'm down.
No, seriously, there's some cool stuff going on in here.
For real?
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling too funky a minute ago, but I'm down. You down, Mark?
All right, I'm down. I'm getting lower. Lower.
Come on, keep getting down. Lower. Get down. Lower.
My knees hurt.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, we're down. Let's scuttle over there, shall we?
Scuttle. Scuttle!
That's all you can do in this position.
You're not scuttling very well, Drew. Scuttle! Scuttle, guys. Oh, hey, what's up?
WEFT.
Yeah, scuttle pretty
quickly. Oh, thank you very much to that Wachelles-like lounge house band. Give it up one time, party people in the house. If you hear, represent, and clap your hands, say ho. Ho.
Ho.
All right. All right. That sucked real bad. Next time when I ask for a ho, I want this ho to be in unison, raising the roof to its utter highest limits of functified rejoice. Now, can I get a ho?
Ho! Hello, my name's Christine. I'm with the escort service. Why is that man yelling?
You in the back. You're starting to scare the crap out of me.
Hello, yes, I'm
Rudy. Rudy, put the clamp down, would you?
Hello. Yes, my name's Christine. I'm with the escort service. You wanted a hoe.
I didn't want a real hoe. I just wanted a metaphoric hoe. One that showed how happy we are.
No, I'm actually a metaphorical hoe. You just give me money and I'll give you metaphors.
Oh, sweet. Here's a five.
This is like a sparkling summer sunshine. Woo, I'm beat. I'm going to go back to the service now.
You gotta love those crazy metaphorical hoes. Now, for the rest of you that were given your hoes because you're so excited to be in the lounge, fear not. That excitement is justified, for the lineup of performance we have tonight is nothing short of stellar, stupendous, fantastic, and damn it, I can't think of a word that rhymes with stupendous. Tremendous, Clubendous. Anyhow, our first performer comes to us all the way from Hollywood. Yes, that's right. I said Hollywood, the city of bright lights and shattered dreams. Welcome to the jungle. You know what I mean. My first guest actually is, or should I say was, a member of the Guns N' Roses cover band that did a little touring back there in Hollywood and gained quite a lot of fame, except they took a different spin on the Guns N' Roses covers. Well, I'll let him explain what it is. He came to speak his word and to be heard at the Wachelles-like Lounge. Can I give it up for Howard Jones?
Woo! Oh, 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 sweet child of mine! Wow! Oh, 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 sweet love of mine. She's got eyes of the bluest skies, as if they thought of rain.
Not bad through a tracheotomy tube. Not bad at all. Now, all you should hear is Welcome to the Jungle, because I hear it is out of sight. Don't lose that pen. Hold it in tight.
Welcome to the jungle! We got fun!
All right. Clean up.
Help me. My tube is stuck.
All right, let me just kind of give you a little tick.
Help. It's crimped. Oh.
Little crimp in the tube. All right, no problem. Oh, it sucks when that happens to a guest on stage here at the What Jails Like Lounge. We don't got time for whack-ass performers that can't get their gig tight. You know what I'm saying? So, Howie, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoo your crumpled mass off the stage.
Screw you and your mother.
Until you get that crap all fixed, because, you know, here at the What Jails Like Lounge.
You're stepping on my tube.
Oh, sorry. We specialize in nothing but the best, highest quality form of entertainment. So we're going to move right along to the next performer, if you know what I'm saying. But first, I'm going to do a little something. Can I do a little something, something? Everybody tell me.
No!
The motion is on the floor that he be allowed to do a little something, something.
I move that he should not do a little something, something.
All right, do either of these motions have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Which motion?
I got to go poop.
All right, both of the motions fail to gain a second and thus fail, creating something of a paradox in that he is both not allowed and not allowed to do something, something. Oh,
is that
boy.
A large temporal vortex building at the back of the lounge stage?
Someone call Robert. His rules of order have broken down and are crap.
Well, I knew this, what jails like congressional format democracy would not work out as well as it did on paper. But thank you anyway, gentlemen, for working in the back. Senator Lucas, thank you very much for running the show. Anyway, I'm going to proceed with my little something-something, since no cohesive agreement was determined from you slobs in the back. And my little something-something's a little something I wrote today when I was getting a hot cup of Java at the Starbucks down the street, you know, over on 53rd. Man, I got some ideas that made me really perturbed. I'm going to read them out to you right now. Can I get a little beat, please, in the background? Something simple, yet funky, ethereal, but not joking. I was sitting here drinking my coffee. Thinking, what could I do? Don't want cream, don't want sugar, want it black. Like my soul, black. Word to the front and to the back. Yo, does anybody really care when they throw their hands in the air? And they wave them around. Or is it just simulated affection? Simulated concern? Simulated enthusiasm in my mind? These questions burn. So I drink my coffee. And I proceed to the next dilemma. Thank you very much. It's a little something I jotted down today. I thought I'd share it. It's a little rough. It's new. It's raw. But, you know, that's how we like to keep it here and what jail is like. Well, it seems like we got another question in the back. Sir, can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering, the drinks, what precisely are in the drinks?
You know, a little something while we're on that kind of tip. A little something, a little special recipe that the bartender, you know, Steve in the back makes nightly. He makes it in a big barrel with a lot of special ingredients that I am not allowed to disclose to you tonight, sir. I'm sorry, but it is damn tasty, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
Oh, and I wouldn't be doing any kind of smoking, or I wouldn't breathe near any kind of flammable item.
Excuse me, hello.
If I was you. Yes, you, over in the corner.
It's just me, Christine, from the escort service again. I left my handbag in your pants, and I was wondering if I could come and get it, please.
Right. First, I'm gonna...
Excuse me.
Yeah, you.
I'm a simile pimp.
Yes, this is my...
You'll notice the like and the as trailing behind me.
You do.
He's got a wonderful as.
Somebody's going to have to...
It's supple and firm. If you smack it, it ripples like water.
Shut up, ho! Somebody's going to have to pay for Christine here.
Sir, all I did was say, can I get a ho? And everybody responded accordingly, but I
exactly.
Didn't,
You know, there are a lot of cheap, terrible young poets out there who need a metaphor, and, you know, I serve that need, and I gotta get paid. What can I say?
And,
Christine's got places to be. Some guy just got dumped by his girlfriend. He's attempting to write about it, and we gotta get Christine over there pronto.
He'll smack me like a bitch if I don't bring.
Don't you be using similes.
I was just trying to get across the power that you have. Ow.
All right, I'm gonna pass around a hat right now. This is my own personal felt fedora, so please don't wipe your greasy hands on it. But as I pass it around, if I could take up a collection of any sort, I would be much obliged to pay the metaphor whole for her time and to get the simile pimp off my behind. Thank you very much. Any spare change, dollar bills, anything you feel appropriate would be appreciated.
I have 2 Tic Tacs and some lint.
Except for you. You are going to die if I ever see you outside of these walls, sir. Thank you very much.
He said, did you see that? He said he's going to kill me. Yeah.
Passing around the hat. All right. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, yeah. You got. I see that 20 in your wallet. You put that 20 in there before I beat that ass down into the ground. All right. How about that? Put that 20 in. Yeah, that's better.
All right. Well, how much have you gotten now?
Let me count. $58.32.
If I only gave him one metaphor.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Look, bro, now get out of my place. You understand? I'm trying to do a show here.
Your
and I don't
voice
need your
is
help.
Sweet molasses. That one's for free.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Christine, you giving it away for free.
You out of my place, too. Steve, get him out of here. We back to the What Feels Like Lounge after a bit of a distraction. Satisfaction is our key. And as that being our goal, we proceed to the next performer, which...
All right. I got a tip from Mad Dog Marciano. You guys are selling hooch in this joint. This is a gin joint. And I heard that there's a house of ill repute and women of literary devices.
Oh, no.
Presence on the establishment.
I do.
That's right, you don't mess with Sergeant O'Donohue, O'Malley.
My friends, I do believe we got a member right here of the Shabance Police Department who ain't received no memos since 1920 and don't know where the prohibition don't go.
That's right. Don't make me call to Chicago and get Elliot Ness down here to bust your keister, meester.
Now you got the thing going on, Sergeant O'Donohue, O'Malley. We have a perfectly valid liquor license for our sales
That's
and distribution of all alcoholic beverages.
That is bumpkus.
The only
there.
True thing about your accusation is that this place is a den of ill repute. Can I get a what up in the audience for that? What up?
What's up? Excuse me, sir. What is that on the ceiling?
It's a hole. We haven't quite gotten the money to fix the leak yet.
All right, it's enough of this. You're under arrest for soliciting hooch from a minor.
Steve, pour this man a nice cup of your special brew. Would you do that?
All right.
Is that pink thinner?
Let me brew you a special
yeah,
brew.
I'm a house officer. If you take
a little
sip
of this. All right, I'll just go over there and take
a sip. Whoa, nice! Whoa! Oh, I'm gonna go to Georgia and go to a sit-in.
Louis, lay down a funk-ass groove for Sergeant O'Donohue or Melly.
Woo! Can I get a what up? Look, I was here to bust your ass for selling corn gas. I thought you was putting in the cup. Gonna mess some people up. Woo! Yeah, give it up. Woo! I don't. What's whoa?
Gonna give it up for Sergeant O'Donohue.
I'm going blind. I can't see.
That's a common side effect that only lasts for about 7 weeks. All right, we've come to the end of the night here. We're going to have to close up, sweep the floors, lock the doors, and kick those asses out back in the street where they belong, back with the whores. Eat some s'mores when you get home. Lock your doors tight. And crawl around on all fours if that's what you're into. All right, we out of here. I'm your lovely host, the mysterious MC. giving it to you straight from the heart. Here at the What Jazz Like Lounge. Peace, we out, take care. Love a loved one. Hard and fast on a futon.